American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
No, it's me, Mr. Ramirez. Podcasting live from the recent past in the beautiful Dogwater Studios, high above the University of Nevada, Reno, in Reno, Nevada. Today on the Worst Little Podcast, we have my co-host, Cadillac Kim, Chewbacca the Wookiee, Dogwater Dick in the back, and the fabulous musical sounds of Failure Machine.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yay!
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, nice.
Also, Dogwater Dick is always in the back.
So much better than usual. Yeah.
Everybody everybody knows that, like, if I'm not here, you're not hearing anything.
That was a gay joke. Yeah.
Dogwater Dick's always right? Dick in the back. You ever have Dick in the back?
Dick in the back? I'm a girl.
Some?
What do you think?
Right.
Dick in a box?
It's that thing where you're, like, cuddling, and, like, there's that thing, and you're like, why? Why is that there? Please
go
away.
Sorry,
girl. I just love this movie.
Rick is never the sugar spoon.
Aww.
He's a giver.
Aww. In my old age, in my younger days, things were different. You know.
What else?
I won't go into why.
Okay,
there was a reason.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Right. Let me start with Chewbacca. How was your week?
It was awesome, man.
What'd you do?
I laid brick all week.
Did you get some good money for that?
Yeah, I got paid pretty nice. It's been hit and miss on the weather, but it's been cool. Been to a lot of Wolfpack games.
Yeah, you left early for one last week,
I did.
Right?
I seen
two.
We won by 30.
We won?
Ooh.
Yep.
Nice. I don't know who we is.
We played Rhode Island.
UNR.
The University of Nevada.
Oh, Rhode Island sucks.
Sports ball.
They're actually pretty good.
Are they good?
Maybe we didn't win by 30, but we won by a dozen or so. We beat somebody else by 30.
Your sportscasts are the best.
Is that San Jose State?
Yeah, we beat them bad in football. Yeah, like by like 40
points. Oh, you've been going to the basketball games?
And volleyball.
Those guys are homosexuals.
Allegedly.
Who?
San Jose State.
They're a shitty batch of pukes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt bad for them. They got their ass beat.
Oh.
But their band is good.
You going to the battle for the Fremont Cannon?
Yep, I'm going.
One day,
cool. Who are you rooting for?
Haven't decided yet.
but they're both Nevada.
My UNLV fan friend is coming up and bringing his daughter with us. So
you're going to sit together?
Yep.
All right. I'm
going to teach her a lesson.
All right, I'm Cadillac Kim. How are things out on the scene in Reno?
Oh, they're, no big deal.
You had so many
Nobody's
exciting
doing
shows.
Anything. No, I know, I did. Actually,
you were going
Wednesday
to.
Night, I saw
How did the living room thing go?
Oh, my fucking God, it was so fucking cool. He didn't play any Sunny Day Real Estate songs, and I'm not disappointed.
What was the guy's name from?
His name's Jeremy Enoch. He's the singer and guitar player, and he's just got this, like, really cool solo, like, singer-songwritery thing happening. So he played to I think he sold 45 tickets. So 45 of us were like packed in Tim's living room, which was rad. And we got to hang out and talk to him and stuff. And I actually got tickets for, Sunday is the next show at Tim's house for, Tommy Stinson, who's guitarist for The Replacements. Yeah.
That's fucking
crazy. Yeah, I think
crazy.
There's like 9 tickets left if anybody wants to get on that. Shit. They were like $20.
I wish I'd be here.
So that was a great night. And then, it was Spike's going away party. Spike McGuire. It was a shit show.
Where's Spike going?
It was amazing. No, it was a shit show in the best way possible. It was one of those, like, it was 8:30 in the morning and I was still at Shay's.
He's leaving
kind of
town.
Mornings. He's actually on a month-long European tour with our friend
really?
Forrest.
You get a going away party for a month-long European tour now?
Whatever. We just need a reason to party.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was
shit.
A Taste of Chicago
takes,
and like everybody
it.
And their brother played and it
he
was
might be
super
on the
fun.
No-fly list when he tries to get back, so you never know.
Yeah, he might be. But yeah, so he's over there touring and then Saturday actually was really fun. I went to Elisa's show. She plays in the orchestra for Beauty and the Beast, which was
cool.
Surprisingly fun. I don't like musicals.
Was
but
that
hey.
The Pioneer?
No, it was in Carson City, a community theater in Carson City.
Oh, that big awesome place?
Yes, it was really cool.
I saw Les Mis there.
She played in that.
Les Mis was terrible, but I loved the everything they did. Not that it was a bad performance or that the music was bad, but just that I don't like operas.
I don't like it either. Modern opera. I went because my girlfriend was there and I had no choice. So I went, and then I went yesterday because I also had no choice because it was family day. I love you, Elise. I'm sorry. You were great. I just hate Disney in general, and particularly the story of Beauty and the Beast. I'm like Stockholm Syndrome much. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Why do we feed this to children? Anyway, that's it being tangential.
Yeah.
That's our word from last week. Good. Tangential.
The person who usually sits in that chair goes tangential all the time.
Yeah.
No, but she played really well. It was really high production quality. I was really impressed, actually, by the costumes. They had a fucking confetti cannon. It was great.
They did a great fucking job.
Did they get the dishes to dance around
and
talk?
They did.
And
oh, my God. The whole Be Our Guest like scene, they pulled it off. They had singing dishes and forks and... Yeah,
nice.
Over-sexualized feather dusters. It was great.
Sexually.
Feather duster.
That's about it.
Rick, what did you do?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was stuck in the fucking studio all weekend with One Ton Dooley.
Oh, my God. Well, that takes care of both
asshole.
Of us.
That explains the smell.
Yeah, fucking A.
And it was just Jack in this room.
Yeah, exactly.
You mean Jack, not... Just Jack in this room.
Is that why there's an air mattress
in this room? Yeah.
The air. No, that is just Jack. Different Jack.
Oh.
Different Jack.
Yeah, there's more than one Jack.
How'd the recording go? I heard from people that it sounded great when they were done with it.
It's fucking really awesome. Yeah. And there's a couple of minor changes that I'd like to make, but I was really fucking happy with it when I listened to it today. And we did 5 songs in 11 hours of work.
No, it was 6, actually, sir.
6 songs. I'm so sorry. 6 songs in 11 hours of work. That's
hell yeah.
Pretty awesome. And we got everything done. Rory?
Those guys follow direction well or what?
Hell yeah. And good. So do I.
Yeah.
And fucking, and it all just worked amazingly. And Rory, who I always thought was such a fucking piece of shit. Like
a weenie?
Possibly.
Yeah. Hi, I have a really small penis. Yeah.
He's got to be doing just like everything as bad as possible.
It's sterile. Yeah. Right, I'm all about drinking pee.
He... Turns out Rory did almost all of his songs, like all of the things on that wound up on the album, except for one song is all the live take.
Oh, cool.
So we had to like nudge a couple of notes here and there, but I was really, really impressed with how good Rory did.
Yeah, he's playing good with those guys.
Fuck yeah. So great he's band. Not quite in the class of Nick when I did an album with Nick on bass.
Nick's been playing for like 35, 40 years
Holy
now.
Holy shit. Well, and
it's
it makes
not that
me,
long.
It makes me sad that fucking Nick doesn't play more bass because, Jesus, last time I recorded Nick on bass on an album, he did an entire album.
If you knew
in
Nick 15 years ago, he'd be like, damn, Nick, why don't you quit playing the bass for a minute? You played a lot of bass. That's what I'm trying to say.
You're a great bass player, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Of the haters.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
I'll take it as a compliment.
But Rory did really good. That's my point.
Yeah, Rory's good. And the cool thing about Rory being beginning bass player is that I'm kind of beginning drum player. So
you did great.
Sort of on the same level, you know. And you know, Jack as Spike's first band. Jack is like the pro in our band. That's why he's the leader. And
is it Spike's first band?
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been in another band.
Well, he's been
band.
Playing for a long time, but not with like a crew of guys.
He goes jamming,
yeah.
But he's never been in a group, you know?
Yeah, and he's kicking ass in that fucking shit.
Yeah. He did he did Tooth of Crime last year at Bruca, too. He was a guitar player in that group with the Vampirate dudes and stuff. So, yeah, I'm proud of my bro.
Also, if you got a raccoon stuck under your house, he can get it out for you.
Fuck yeah. He can do all kinds of things. That Spike's a Renaissance man.
He certainly is.
Right. Yeah.
Renaissance man.
Yeah. Very good. Well, that was our week, everybody. That segment's called That Was Our Week.
Did the band do anything fun? Do we care?
Yeah,
what'd you do last week, band? We'll start with Spencer in the room here. How was your week?
It was great. Just worked.
Yeah, embellishment is the essence of good storytelling. Spencer. I don't
know if you know that. Just worked. Did you play any shows?
Yeah, we played a house show on Saturday night.
Oh, that's rad. Is that the one on Plum?
No, it was on Williams, like off of Keystone.
Different. Might see some naked college chicks.
Actually,
that one. Actually.
Yeah, one of them did. Yeah, it was great.
Some peelers there.
Yeah, it's called Dranksgiving. It was their 6th year doing that party and their first year having bands come and play.
Nice.
And they've got a big-ass basement, and it was pretty rowdy. Really fun.
I got proposed to.
You did?
You got
Rachel. Oh, yeah. I got
this is Rachel,
yes?
Everybody.
I got proposed to.
Oh, hi, Rachel.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Yes, dude. I guess we should have introduced you guys.
I get a couple of proposals every few shows.
Nice.
Really?
This was
very nice.
A lovely young lady. She was just having the time of her life right in front of me. And
what's the date?
Rachel always fields all the proposals.
I'd marry you, too. It would be very controversial in my house, but I would marry you. It'd be a problem.
That's okay.
Clint, how was your weekend?
It was cool. Dranksgiving was a lot of fun. Gabe Sheehy played an acoustic set to open the night, and the Happy Trails played, who are like an up-and-coming college
band. It's a really
band.
Great band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Name, I mean, that's a really great band name. I've never heard the band, but
yeah, well, they're really
everyone likes a Happy Trail.
Yeah. And like Happy Trails to you,
no,
like the
I'm
song,
just thinking,
and like that
yeah, and like
little
that.
Bit of hair.
Also, Miguel Riviera Skate Park opened recently.
Where's that?
And I wouldn't. It's on Neil Road.
Road. And it's fucking, I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Somebody was like, every skate park in town sucks so much balls, and this one, they finally got it fucking right.
Yeah,
right.
They did a great job.
I think a lot of local skaters had a little bit of input in this one.
Yeah, they did.
Funny thing happens when you listen to the people who are actually going to use it.
Mm-hmm. Now, shut up. You guys don't even know what's good for you. You're lucky to have a skate park.
You a skater, Clint?
I dabble.
Yeah.
Can you ollie?
I can ollie, bro.
That's good. That's good. I have ollied one time in my life, and no one was around to see it. So good on you.
A tree falls in the forest, Nick.
It doesn't count. Like
it doesn't.
I ollied, but it don't count. No one saw it. No one could vouch for me.
Poser.
That's rad, though. Well, you be careful, though. Don't hurt your limbs. Doing
it's
that,
like dangerous
you can't
now.
Play
the older
this
we
awesome
get,
music.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
I was really gentle.
Sexually,
there is a there's
do you
a
wear
coating
pads?
Of. Do you no,
you gotta wear wrist
do you
guards.
Wear protection.
You should wait, wear wrist guards at least.
If my mom's gonna hear this, yes,
she is.
Oh God, I wouldn't let my mom listen to this.
Your mom's a grown woman; she can make a choice for herself.
It's a show for grown-ass women and men. Well, should we just get on with it and have some failure machine?
I'd like that.
All right. Failure machine. Let's
Does
hear what you got.
Song? Oh.
Yeah. What's the first song? What do you got here? Set us up.
This one's called You and Me.
Everything I need. Don't make me think about it. Think of all the reasons I should leave.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Very good.
So you just good. Say fuck you so guys?
Good.
Not
like that.
Not cool, bro.
I'm like really like fuck you guys.
It's that comma. It's very important.
Fuck you guys.
It's cool.
That Oxford comma. No, that was really great. Thank you. Right.
Really great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So this is really neat because what?
Failure Machine's been on here for years.
Like 5 years ago. Yeah. Didn't you guys come on like 5 years ago?
I think last time was 2 years ago. I looked
oh, you
up.
Were here
2015,
two years ago?
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, but it was a different lineup, wasn't it? It was just you. Was Clint still?
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
Rachel's new.
Yeah, Clint and I did the first one 4 years ago. And then 2 years ago, we did one with Zach and Harry, our two
oh,
horn
yeah.
players.
Yeah, the horns.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That was
and,
awesome.
Yeah.
Now we're back. Thanks for having us.
Oh, no, this again. Is awesome, man. Oh, you're yeah. one of our favorites, for sure.
Thank yeah. you.
Well, no, and fucking Spencer's family from...
Yeah. yeah, that's the other thing is that Spencer was the only person to ever engineer a show besides Rick.
Right.
And our star pupil intern. So Shrek and Pyle, pay attention, this guy in here. He's got
hey,
all the hot
minute.
Takes.
I thought I was a star intern.
You were too, but you moved
well, you just moved right into host.
Right into host.
It doesn't even, you like just passed everybody out, just shoved them out of her way. Like, I'm going to get a lesbian girlfriend and take over. Bam.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to take over
right?
the world, guys.
Fucking A. So.
Pretty soon, me and Rory are just going to stay home. It'll be your show.
Okay, I have much to learn still.
Yeah. Anyway,
please
so
don't do that.
It's
to
nice
me.
To see you guys again. It's like having family home.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
And
thank
Rachel, you, you were in Buster Blue for a while, right?
I was, oh, nice. Yeah, for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, we never came our, on
those
the
guys
show.
Are rad.
Those guys
no.
were
no.
just,
that
breaks
would have
my
been
heart.
So awesome.
It wouldn't what even fit in the house.
Yeah.
Aren't there like 10 people in that band?
How are we going to mic that chain? That giant
yeah,
chain.
Yeah, the giant chain. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought of, too. Drop.
It's like a chain
in the old spot,
in a bucket.
Fuck. A Buster Blue, like, thing should happen again.
I agree.
A reunion.
I agree.
At least for one show.
Sure,
that'd
not
be really
not everybody's
awesome.
Still in town. But,
yeah, yeah.
But
we'll get
you
we'll
know,
get
once
them.
In a while, Thanksgiving would be a good
not
time
that
for
far
it.
Away. Yeah. Thanksgiving would be yeah. a good time.
I think next year's our, if we had stayed together, it would be our common law marriage next
oh.
year. So
that should be your show name.
How long
was that? 7 years or
7 years?
Seven
yeah.
years.
Seven? Yeah. Oh, common law marriage is actually also a good band name. We should put that on the fridge, Rick.
In January, our podcast will be, we'll all be married to each other.
Oh.
Wait, in January is 7 years?
That's yeah. also when shit comes
shit.
Off
7
credit.
Years completed.
And I think when like when minor offenses come off your police record.
Oh, cool. Wow.
It's all,
it's a good
it all
year.
Happens at once.
This is our 7th year.
You meet the right girl and your whole
so
life gets better.
So we start our 8th year.
Well.
I don't know how birthdays
we started
work.
Doing a show. My wife
we can't math.
Wasn't
we
pregnant. Now
it.
My daughter's like 6 and a half.
Is this how we just measure
okay.
time? How many babies?
There you go. We're already common law married then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I got my wife pregnant about 2 weeks after we started doing the show.
Oh, okay. Was that the show's
yes.
fault?
No.
Oh. Was this the first place Elko. You fingered her?
No. That's not
appropriate. I'm sorry.
Wait, why are you sorry?
You're at the studio?
Bring that on.
Maybe that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
That's just what I heard.
Daddy.
Allie.
What do you mean, you dick?
I'm sorry, Christina. I couldn't help it.
She doesn't listen to the show either, so I can tell you.
It's okay, actually nobody does.
The
that's
parking
fine.
Lot of Jot Travis.
You're a good parent. Right. You should never let her listen to this.
Right. And Alex.
My wife doesn't listen to this by choice.
But she still lets you out of the house to go do it.
Yep.
That's cool. Because
I cool. pay the rent.
I make Elise listen to me or listen to it sometimes mm-hmm. when I'm like writing or whatever because... Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Does
and also, I have really bad ideas most of the time, so like half the shit that I write, it's her. Thanks, thanks,
she
babe.
Does she ever say, how come you told everybody the first place you fingered me at?
It's all these different places.
It was Shay's. It was a booth in Shay's. No, actually, that's a
that's
lie.
Romantic.
That's not true. I wish that story was true. It'd be a lot more interesting than the actual first place that it happened.
Yeah, like the girls' bathroom at the Zephyr or something.
Oh, my God. Is that place even still open?
I think it is.
It's not the Zephyr anymore.
No.
You know, it's not
they
surprising.
They tried to clean it up, but yeah, like.
Yeah. The fingering's not surprising, but it's surprising that you would go into a woman's restroom where they're.
You've been to the Zephyr, dude. Where are you going to go into men's bathroom?
That's true. That's true.
Dude.
And it was.
Nobody ever has any cocaine in the men's bathroom.
Right. For a long time, there was no toilet seat in the men's bathroom.
No.
Really? Yeah. Just like stickers on everything. So you're just sitting on all these band names.
Yeah. No, really, the best place to
take I would rather shit my pants than take a crap in that bathroom.
You just go across the street to the Silver Peak is what I used to do.
Right. That's the best place to go.
Like, they would let you in.
Oh, they did.
We know a guy. So,
anyway. Yeah, the good old days.
What else do you guys, what do you have coming up? What's new for Failure Machine?
Next show is New Year's Eve at the Saint.
Yes.
We're doing
I'm excited.
Reno Dirtbag Prom.
Yes. Is it Dirtbag Prom? Can I still dress like I'm...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we're
I can still wear a tiara?
Up.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to
be fancy.
I'm
going
to be fancy as fuck. Like, what if we never don't... get to be fancy.
What if we don't dress up for Dirtbag Prom?
That's just as good.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. We're trying to cover all the bases.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can be the prom or the dirtbag.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we're doing a bunch of 80s tunes with Dainsley and Team Francis.
Mm-hmm. Who's Team Francis?
They're like
Are they locals?
Yeah.
Yeah, local.
Okay. Like a synth pop band.
And Dainsley's really local fun. Too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And we're doing a group called Dainzig with members of all three bands where we're doing like soul covers of Misfits tunes.
That name?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing. It's going to be so hard for me that night. I need to figure out how to be in two places at once because Silver is playing at Picnic with some other band who's
What's
supposedly
date on
a big deal.
Shark Mouth?
New Year's
Shark
Eve.
Mouth,
yeah. Shark Mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah. God.
That sounds good.
Options are just limitless on New Year's. But I'm really excited for your show. It's going to be great. So nothing in between.
Misfits.
Anything after that?
Freebasing with gays.
Nope.
Not yet.
Not
yet. Freebasing with gays.
Well, yeah, our weekly freebasing session.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Why don't I have an invite to
freebase
that?
Freebase with.
We will be at Picnic after New Year's.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Man, if Picnic is still... Oh, man, have you guys heard?
Yeah, they're getting a raw deal.
They're getting a raw deal for sure. The Washoe County Public Health Department wants to shut them down for, like, serving, like, potluck-style food.
For letting people
people bring their own food there.
Stupid.
Yeah. It's bullshit, man.
That's been their whole deal since opened.
If somebody gets food poisoning
thing?
From their own food, it's not even the
bar's
fault.
They got, like, a cease and desist letter, so Ryan and the lawyer went down there with, like, their application money and like the application and all the things to set things right. And they're like, oh, we don't help anybody after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Ugh. They got like served at 4:15 PM.
Oh man.
And then go straight down there. Like what the fuck? Yeah. So they're going to have to battle that. I'm like, I will fight you.
Yeah.
I will fight someone.
I just have to go back before 4 o'clock, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like they just got done with their whole sound thing.
Dude,
too.
I know. Like, I was, that was a,
no
that was
more
a,
shows on the porch.
Well,
which
I know it's
which really sucks.
So is the worst thing that could happen they're no longer going to be able to let people cook food there?
Yeah, that's the worst thing that can happen. But that's like part of their model.
It's still
part
fucking,
of their deal,
it's
yeah.
still stupid,
but,
yeah.
But it might not utterly wreck the bar.
It won't wreck the bar, hopefully. But but man, it just I feel like it almost seems like there's some sort of vendetta out. And I don't want to sound like paranoid, but like it really does feel that way. It's like every time they turn around, nobody else is like getting in trouble for these things. But like, ugh. Ever since that sound ordinance thing. So I went to the city council meeting.
We're getting the Picnic scoop here.
this is all public knowledge. When I went to the city council meeting when the whole sound issue was brought up and they were trying to shut them down at like
I didn't
9
know
o'clock
about
at
that,
night.
So,
yeah.
So update me.
So somebody, apparently there is some special permit that if you're in this particular like zone of like business zoning or whatever that you have to have a permit for live music after like 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night, which is cool. No worries. They found this out. They went to pay it. Not a big deal. Except then they had a whole bunch of like comment from community members that were like, shut this down. Like my kid can't sleep at night, blah, blah, blah. So we all go to the city council meeting. They had a bunch of people there, just patrons and other business owners or whatever. And There's this one kid got up there, and I was so pissed at her parents. I guess they live like half a mile away from Picnic, and this little girl comes up, and she's like, I have early band practice, and I'm getting bad grades because I can't sleep at night because of the music from Picnic.
What a bitch.
And I was like, what? I'm like, A, you're nine. And like, yeah. She couldn't hear the fucking music, but her parents are just being assholes. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's the battle that they had for that. And ultimately, they won out, and they're good, except for they just can't have music on the patio, which sucks. But, yeah, I was like, I'll never – if I ever see that kid, man.
Yep. I say kick her in the leg.
Sick Riku on her.
I just thought it was so funny. She said it just like that, too. Like, she was almost in tears. And then her parents come up and pat her. Good job, honey. You know, and I'm like, oh. Anyway, yeah. So that's what's going on with Picnic.
Bummer.
So hopefully, well, hopefully it doesn't,
I'm sad,
you know,
that they're battling it.
Impact
it's a really
their
nice
live
thing.
Music venue.
Well, what about
status?
The kids in other neighborhoods that have to hear live music all the time?
Have to. Yeah. Fucking A. Get to.
Yeah.
I would keep my windows open if I got to listen to live music every night.
Like, I have a choice at my place. Yeah. Just sounds like freaking Burning Man in my backyard every weekend.
No shit.
Yeah, it's kind of quieted down now that it's got cold out. But
I mean, it's just
kind of
what you get for living downtown.
Yeah.
So
it's
like,
fun.
Yeah.
It's part of the ambiance.
Yeah. It's what you get for living in an urban setting.
That's right.
If you don't like it, move to Cold Springs.
Absolutely.
Or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do people
I
live
hear
in
that.
Cold Springs?
Hell yeah, we live in Cold Springs.
So far.
Are you guys all from Reno, the Failure Machine?
I'm from Colfax.
Mm. I grew up in Cool.
What?
Yeah. You're all Californians?
Too cool.
The heart of gold country.
That's a real thing?
Yep.
That's a place? Mm-hmm. How many people live there?
About 3,000.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Where are you from, Rachel?
Oh, I grew up down in Gardnerville.
Yeah.
Nice.
Buster Blue was from Gardnerville.
Yeah, all of us were.
Yep.
She's homies with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right on.
Gardnerville's actually created a lot of talent over the years.
Yeah. They all move away from there, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of small.
We all leave. I love it. I got to go to home during the weekend. It was nice.
Nice. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to be going home, hanging out with my dad. He's got... I love going home. I don't have one of those dads that's like, oh, I got to go hang out. It's like relax time. He's like, we're going to, you know, just hang out. No, not crazy family stuff. Just hang out.
Nice. Not crazy family stuff?
Nope.
What is family without crazy family stuff? I wish I knew what that was. Is that a thing? Well, that's cool. What about you, Spencer?
Same, just going home, watching the Lions game with my dad. And, recording a radio show. I'm doing that KWNK thing.
Awesome. Tell me about that.
It's called People Get Ready.
Okay.
And I'm just doing a 60s, 70s soul. And so I'm going to record an episode with my dad.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Pretty fun.
So the model for that is like, it's almost like a podcast type thing. Like you pre-record a thing and then upload it and then they put you in their rotation.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Everybody
okay.
either goes to the station or just does it at home. Everybody records their own thing.
Where is the station?
I don't know. I haven't been to their new one. I went to the one that was by where Reno Bike Project used to be on 4th, but they've moved since then and I'm not sure where.
Yeah, I know that it was like a part of the Holland Project, but I didn't know if they were running it out of the Holland Project or not. So...
Well, you probably better find out.
I will find out. I have a lot of friends on there, so that's rad. I'll definitely tune in for that.
We
want
to try to do a clean version of the podcast and get an hour.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, because
that'd be really
with
cool.
Concentrating on the band music,
right?
You know,
yeah,
and less of us. You know.
I cannot say the F word for a short period of time. Don't worry.
Yeah,
we can do it.
We were talking about like
talking about
that. What if we like would just. We're good for the first half hour for the show and had the band play three times.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the part that got broadcasted ended, we would just start cussing like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Cool. That'd be right. We'd have to
open up the cuss gates. Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah.
That's the first place I manually stimulated your mom at. So that kind of thing?
Don't rough up the suspect.
And then there's Clint in the drummer dungeon down there. How are you doing, Clint?
I'm doing really well, and I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, I did the first half of my Thanksgiving celebration on Saturday, Drinksgiving.
We
talked about earlier. Wait, that's not just how Thanksgiving is for everybody? Drinksgiving? That's how I do. Anyway, you were saying.
But yeah, I think I'll be spending my first Thanksgiving here in Reno with my girlfriend's family.
Cool.
Which will be really nice. It'll be a ton of food. I'm going to eat too much of it. And
that's how you do it. Don't eat till you're full. Eat till you hate yourself.
Yes. Oh, it'll be way past that.
Are there any vegans in the band?
No.
Nah.
Everybody eats meat?
Yep.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving. I mean, tofurkey's all right, I guess. I've never had it. But.
Has anybody ever had one of those turducken things?
I'm not.
Would you? I think they look horrible.
I don't think
so. I would eat one if somebody
what
else
about
made
those,
it. I wouldn't
like,
make
the
it
Cthulhu-looking ones. Have you seen those like on the internet where they make... It's like a turkey stuffed with a duck, and then there's octopus tentacles coming out of it. The what the fucking. I'm like, no, don't do that. I strongly advise against that.
Yeah, octopus doesn't really say Thanksgiving to me.
Really, ducks don't either.
Yeah. No. Hey, but, you know, they work in a pinch.
Sometimes you just want to shit all over tradition, you know?
Yeah.
Just have a lasagna.
Yeah. Yeah, let's make lasagna turkey.
Make lasagna and
make lasagna
then shit all over everything.
Of a turkey. Lasagna stuffing.
Where's Rick going for
that
Thanksgiving?
That sounds pretty good, Rick.
I'm going to Mom's house.
Yay,
once
where's,
in a while,
where's
we'll
Mom's
go...
house? Can I come?
Yes, you can. Rory one time came and brought Riku, and my family was like, damn, she's loud. I know.
Rory can come back, but don't bring her.
Yeah. Well, and my nieces are so reserved, and they're a couple years older than Riku. And so my nieces are these reserved, calm, like red haired twin girls. And then Riku comes in, bah, 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 I want this. Can I do that? I want that. Riku's so rad.
She is rad.
Oh, I took her to
she's living
her
out
initials.
Loud.
We went to church again this week. We hadn't been to church in 3 weeks.
Oh,
so.
Oh God.
That was
that.
Awesome. It's always fucking great. But I like when I first see
any
her, I'm
new
like,
stories.
Oh, I'm so fucking happy to see her. She's so great. And then somewhere in the middle, I'm like, God, she is so selfish.
That's why she needs religion, Rick. You're
no,
doing your
she,
job.
She pays attention to zero of church. She just is constantly like, Uncle Rick, what about this? Uncle Rick, are we going to Gold and Silver after this? Uncle Rick, can I get
she just wants to go
Uncle
for
Rick,
the cheeseburgers.
How many treats can I have from the treats table when church is over? Uncle Rick, can we? And I'm like, Riku,
I'm trying to listen.
Stop talking. We have to listen to
your
the service.
Your immortal soul is at stake.
For real. Although it was adorable because her grandfather just went through surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and I don't know how he's doing, but he just went through surgery. And I'm like, well, we should pray for him.
Uh-huh.
And it was so adorable. We got done with communion, and then we get to the part where you kneel down for a minute after communion and just pray. And so she goes, and as we were kneeling, she leans over to me and she goes, okay, so you know who we're praying for, right? And I'm all, Grandpa Mike. And she said, yeah, but you can just call him Mike because he's not your grandpa. She's so fucking cute. So we had a blast. I really have a good time. But there's a point in the middle of it that I'm like, oh my God. She's so smart, and her little fucking mind is just like, just like revving out of control every moment of every day. It's ridiculous.
Did she cry at any of these church visits?
No, she's been... There was one point where she looked at me and she was like, I'm so bored. I'm so... You know when they like start to flop all over the chair? I'm so bored. And I looked at her and I said, Riku, this is what church is. If you don't like this, you shouldn't come. Yeah. And she straightened right up. It was like, wait, we don't get to do this if I don't deal with this. Never mind, I'm fine. I'm not bored. I can take this. How many treats can I have after service? Because they put out the spread of treats table. And the treats Nazi, they're not a Nazi. The treats, like, the treats overseer, I will call them that. The treats overseer is always behind the table looking at the treats.
Judging
sure,
people?
Yeah, and being like, come on up and get the treats. And I'll go up and Rika will look at me and go, can I have five? And I'm like, I think you should have three. And three's a lot. They're like cake and cookies and cupcakes and all kinds of shit.
Allison only gets one.
Why? Right. Like, I don't make her pick one. I'm all. You can have three. And I'm really. If she'd started with three, I might have said one. But she starts with five. I'm like, okay, three. So I'm such a
bad
person.
If she would have started with 10, you would have said five.
Fuck
so.
Yeah.
She's playing you like a fiddle, bro.
She sounds like a hustler.
She totally is. And then we go to get real. Well, and then after that, we go to get real lunch. And she's always like, I want wings and fries and a cheeseburger with ham
holy
on
shit.
It. And, And we order all this stuff, and she never eats any of it. She never eats any of it. We just and then she's all don't fucking tell my dad that I didn't eat any of it. And I'm like,
she's cussing now.
She anyway. And I think
you're all fuck. No, I won't tell him, Riku.
Right? No fucking way. And so she's all, can I get this gum? And can I? I don't know. It's awesome. And I didn't tell Rory because he's not here. But she's like, I mean, you have to take some of this to go because you only ate like 5 of the chicken wings, which is fine. But there was like 20. And she's all, just put 3 in the box so Dad doesn't know that I didn't eat that many.
That's smart. I'm like, she's a smart kid.
He doesn't know how many were originally there. You can tell him that there were like 100. It's okay.
Right. So she's not the brightest cranny.
And, like, and she's like, No, he'll know. And that's the other thing. They like, I go, oh, your dad should be here any minute. And she like jerks her head to the left to look at the door like a beaten dog. And I'm like, and I looked at them all.
Rory, do you beat your kids?
Beat
chewing
you?
Her fingernails.
I'm all, you look, why do you look so scared when he's coming? And she's like, I'm not.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, that makes me real sad, right?
Fuck. I think she's just gotten in trouble a lot.
Rory doesn't beat his kids. Just FYI.
Damn, Rory didn't.
Yeah, so it's really awesome. But the treats person, the treats overseer is always like, let her have 5.
Aww.
They're all, and I'm always like, you get 3. But what? But I want 5.
That's the opposite of a Nazi.
Let her have 5.
Just give her 5.
Which is why I changed it to overseer. Overseer. Take all of the treats, little
treat.
Girl.
Oh, that made. Why did you have to go there?
I mean that in like you're gonna get fat.
Sure, you did. Rick.
So we load her up on sugar.
Jacked up. I know she's sensitive to sugar too because I've seen it.
I give her so much.
Y'all do it on purpose.
Seen it up close.
Yep. Yeah. Before we go, we're at the coffee shop. We're at Java Jungle before church, and she's always like, "Can I have 3 cookies and a thing and a giant thing of eggnog that's hot?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you can have all of that." And I just pour it all into her mouth, and you have to finish it, you know. Like, and it's awful. Here's some frosting, Riku. And then the girls there knew about Stranger Things, and she's super into that. So,
nice.
So she ended up talking to the girls.
I loved Stranger Things.
And the girls wouldn't talk to me that much, but because I've got a little girl, suddenly I'm a cool guy.
Right.
Oh, he's
yeah, I know what that's like.
11-year-old girl.
Yep.
There's no way he's ogling us. I'm not ogling you because I'm gay.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
just so you know.
Remember that you're in that secret society you told me about last week, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in several secret societies.
Anyway, do we have an intern?
Mom on that.
Yes.
Where's Pyle?
He's even paying attention.
Mom.
Pyle, may I please have a beer? Please,
and
Pyle.
Could you give me a can of Keystone Light, sir?
And are your beers...
I'll have another light, please.
I will take a can of something.
Anybody
that is good.
You need anything, Spencer?
Yeah, anything.
Oh, I'm all good.
I will
you,
take
though.
An expensive beer.
Make sure you take care of Rachel and Clint downstairs, too.
Sexually.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, take care of them.
Thanks, Pyle.
Yeah. Whatever it takes, you guys.
Right.
Do you guys have another song for us?
Yes.
We do.
Good idea.
Awesome.
You know what? Why don't you play 2 so we can double up and get more music in the episode?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or else we'll just tangent all night.
And tangential.
Because we're very tangential.
We need a word of the day for today. We don't have it yet.
All right, we'll
overseers.
It.
I want overseers to be
okay.
The word.
Okay. Next time we say overseers, we all freak out like I'm Pee Wee Herman. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Waiting in the city then, Shame?
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've been waiting in the city all night for you, trying to catch a breath so I don't die from you. Had to go, I had to try not to cry for you. Don't make me come back, I'm going right now. I've been waiting in the city too long for you, trying to give away the shit I stole from you. Had to go, I couldn't wait anymore for you. Don't make me come back, I'm going right now. Oh, I can't seem to be myself around you. Ooh. I've been waiting for a long time to get away, trying to run my mouth and say what I gotta say. Had a drink, had a smoke, you got a tab to pay. Don't make me come back, I'm going right now. Oh, I can't seem to be myself around you. Ooh. there for you. Had to go, I didn't even have to cry for you. Don't make me come back, I'm going right now. Oh, I can't seem to be myself from you. And you, you can't seem to stop that shit you do.
Fucking A.
Great song.
Man, you guys got soul.
Thank you.
Right, and there's beer here. Thanks, Pyle.
All right, he still works. Thank you, sir.
We took a little retreat to Elko just to like get back to our roots.
Nice move.
Elko, that's right.
Wrote some
right.
music.
Wait, I met a really fat girl in Elko. It's not nice of me to say. I didn't actually. Yeah. I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there. Not in Elko, there isn't. Nothing lives there.
How long were you in Elko? I saw some posts on the Facebooks.
Yeah, we were there for like 4 days, 5 days, including the day that we got back and went in.
Did
there,
you but... have a show there? Or
yeah, we did two shows
at DLC.
The DLC or... Gallery, yeah. Buster Blue used to play there. And...
At the Gallery Bar there?
Yeah.
Or... Oh, okay, I know where that's at.
I want to go to Elko to
I
see
love
a show.
Elko's pretty
even
awesome.
Though it's like 3 hours
they
away and
party.
I have no reason to go there.
Spencer, yeah, Elko really is a wild town.
They love it. Spencer like is trying to walk out with his little beer at his side, you know, just walking out of the bar. And the guy at the door is like, oh, like we're thinking he's going to take the beer away.
No.
And he's like, let me pour that in a cup for you.
Yeah, they finally banned glass bottles about 2 years ago there.
Yeah.
But you can just walk around. They don't try to take it
they
away.
They encourage
it. Elise always wants to go on like overnight trips, like getaways. Elko's and I'm
really
like, I don't
trip.
Know where to go, but okay, sure.
The
let's
food
go there.
Is good.
I'm going to go there next time she says so.
Yeah.
What's the best club to go to if you go there on a weekend, you're from wherever, and you go to Elko for like a Friday or a Saturday night? What's the best place to go?
Hmm. What's the Tiki Bar?
That was our spot.
We used to go to the Star and then over to the Silver Dollar, and then we'd end up at Tiki Hut and the Horseshoe, which recently. Maybe closed about 2 years ago. That was a pretty.
We spent a moment at the
crazy
G spot.
Spot. Yeah, the G.
What is the G spot?
All right, you can take this one, Rick. What is a G spot? What is that?
Huh. I've never found that.
I heard it's a myth.
Goldie's gets a little wild with the karaoke and the fist fights.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Goldie's.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go to Elko, you'll find
there's
something
like
to do.
There's like amazing food at the Maverick up the street.
Oh, the Maverick in Elko has
there.
Got the best gas station food.
We got,
oh, yeah.
got our bundles.
Yeah, they got the Spencer. What's the bundle?
What is
go, the
bundle?
The central one or the one by the freeway?
The one, it's like a couple blocks up from the gallery, and we just made our way there every night. Yep.
I love it there.
Yeah.
I love Elko.
Yep.
Ate a lot of salad. A lot of salad from Maverick.
Some good folks out there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They just want to party. They're just like, thank you for coming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They appreciate
really
live
people.
Music out there.
God, I imagine.
They just want to get wild.
Imagine.
Yeah.
God, because you have to go fucking 2 or 3 hours in one direction to find something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen some bands over at the Silver Dollar Club come in from Salt Lake and stuff, and place gets packed full of people. Because they're just
fucking
so excited to see some music.
I'm literally on my phone right now planning a getaway for me and Elise to
do
go
it.
To Elko.
Do it. Elko's awesome.
Literally right now.
So. On that trip, I'm usually so good about remembering all my stuff to bring. But on that trip, I left at least half of all the equipment I needed in Reno. So we get halfway there, which is like 2.5 hours. That's a 5-hour drive. And I'm like, guys, I left everything at home. So we just forwarded ahead, and Rachel found the Elko music page, like the music community page on Facebook, and there were so many people willing to just let us borrow their stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For like,
nice.
It was so cool. So thanks, Jason,
awesome. Yeah.
for letting us borrow all
he
your
ended
stuff.
Up reaching out with awesome
I hope
gear.
Jason listens.
Yeah. Forward this to Jason.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah.
Yo, just let Jason know to listen to this podcast if your friend's on Facebook.
Oh, fuck. Well, they have a tiki bar there. We should get Swigs to go over there and play. So.
Tiki bar is interesting. We're getting one.
Where the Isles Tea Shop used to be. It's actually going to be a bar, like a tiki bar now. So
I was playing darts with a girl there that one night. I was playing for a while. And she was pretty good. She was beating me. I said, wow, you're pretty good at darts. She said, yeah, me and my ex-boyfriend used to play all the time. But he'd always beat me. I said, really? He used to beat you? You're so good at darts. She said, no, he used to beat me. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Was that the fat girl you met there?
No, that was, I don't even know what I said that about. She was hardly fat. She seemed like a nice girl.
We should just have a segment on the show called Stories from Elko.
Yeah, oh, that
we should.
Great.
Oh, that would be great.
That's a good
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. I have a question for whoever brought that. What is in the box?
Oh, this is my sandwich. I brought
What's in the box?
Nick brought a lunch.
It's a little Star Wars sandwich box with BB-8 on it.
Are you old enough to be here?
I have to eat food before the show or else I get too drunk.
Oh, yeah, that is a problem. Yeah.
I can't function so well. So I brought my dinner tonight. Nice. Anyway, Rick, do you guys want to take the quiz? Yay or nay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Rachel's ever done it.
I don't know what that is, so yeah.
Come up with some new questions.
All right. Yeah, Rick, hit questions. The music. Let's do this.
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Thank you, Zombo. That's right. It's time for the worst little quiz. This week, we're going to ask Failure Machine a little bit about them, a little about their likes, dislikes, and just some random stupid shit that we always do every week. Thanks for listening. First question up, we're going to start with Spencer. Going old school, you probably even know this one. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Rachel?
I'm going to say Beatles, too.
Clint?
Elvis.
I knew it.
All right.
I have a question.
Go for it.
What's your favorite meat and where to put it? Ooh. What's your favorite meat and where do you like to put it?
Any kind of meat you could find in a banh mi sandwich and in directly into my mouth.
In your pants. Okay. All
Let's right. go to Rachel next.
Oh,
since
man.
Since we're going backwards.
Oh, man.
There's no vegans here, so.
No, I know. meat. Shoot, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you want a moment to think about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, give me one sec.
All right, Spencer.
Salami in a sandwich that goes on my chest in between bites. As I lay down.
So, yeah. I get
That's
that.
Good.
Very good. Rachel, okay. have you thought
okay.
about it?
Yeah, okay. I've got mine. It's got to be the big slice of ham that with a little bone in it that I used to think was a belly button so I wouldn't eat it. but now I love it.
You sucked the marrow out of that.
I used to think it was pig belly button, so I didn't want to eat
well,
it.
Well, that would mean that the pig belly buttons were made of pig. Pigs have bones
yeah,
for belly buttons.
I don't know.
Don't eat the belly button bone.
Pork
now,
belly.
I love those now.
Fuck.
Chewy, do you have a question?
Yeah. Did you eat on your way over here?
Yeah, we had we had pizza.
We did.
We had the little band Caesars.
Had pizza. You guys all ate together.
Yeah, Clint brought pizza.
I guess
house.
That answers it for everybody.
Which pizza?
I wanted to get the $5 hot and ready cheese, which they always seem to be out of when I get there. Mm. So I got pepperoni.
People make fun of that place, but I actually really like.
We ate all
it's
of
not
it.
Hot.
Pretty damn good.
It's
deal.
Really good. It's really good poor people food, and I fuck
yeah.
for that.
Dude, if you don't get the $5 and get like the $7 or $8 one, it's fucking bad at. Oh, I think it's bad. Last time I had that, it was fucking amazing.
Like the deep dish one and stuff.
I thought this is amazing pizza, but everybody just wants the $5 bullshit. So
I'll bring some $5 bullshit next week for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're on a budget.
All right, if you. Are we ready for another one?
Go for it, Kim.
Yeah.
All right. What if you could be any two animals combined, what would those two animals be?
Penguin, horse.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Horse, penguin. Which half would be the penguin? Which half would be the horse?
It would just be a horse that was the color of penguin with like a beak.
Is it a tiny horse or a big penguin?
You have to be able horse. To ride it.
Oh, you can ride it.
Wow.
Best answer to that one so far.
Sexually.
That was sassy. I liked that. All right, Rachel?
Okay, I would be a bear shark. Shark head, bear butt.
Bear butt? but bear paws, right? So shark head and then the bear still has paws.
Oh, no, he's just got a whole shark top. Little fins, can't do much. And my mouth
like a centaur,
is...
But, yeah. But.
My head's always like pointed up weird because I have no neck.
He's just got like little flippers. That's, oh, God.
But I can kind of swim. That's
kinda what swim we really forward. Need for this show is a live sketch artist. Let's make
be
that
cool
happen
to
next time.
Yeah, show pictures on the blog every week of the animals we invent on the show. Clint, what's your freak of nature?
I want to be, I would be half cockroach, half giraffe.
Ooh.
With the long giraffe neck part. so that I could eat shit off the floor and then off of stuff that's higher up.
That's practical.
Just little
like
legs.
That's the next step in evolution. Like, you know.
You got to have some strong-ass cockroach legs.
You guys are very creative. I'll give you that. Very creative band. Come up with stuff like that. What was the first concert you ever attended that it was like the big show and you were excited? And
Van Halen reunion tour with Sammy Hagar
in
2004.
Wow.
Yeah. That seems like yesterday to me.
Where was that at?
Arco Arena.
Perfect.
Yeah.
2004? It's like yesterday. It was fucking...
Yeah.
I know. It was like 20 years. I'm old, man. Rachel, what was the first concert?
Mine was just after I started freshman year, so 2006. DMX and Bone Thugs and Harmony at the Lawler Event Center.
That actually sounds badass.
I was up top in the nosebleeds watching all the basketball players smoke weed and
Jesus. Is that right after you got Thug Life tattooed on your fingers?
Yeah. Oh man, I was so naive going into college.
No,
I was just
the
like
Thug Life. The Thug Life chooses
That was a fun one.
Clint?
Mine's not nearly as big of a show, but I went to see the Sacramento hardcore band Dance Gavin Dance at the Boardwalk in Orangeville, California.
Yeah, they just played in Sacramento again.
I'm going to give you obscurity points for that.
Yeah, no, I knew good. It.
But the first like big show, my mom took me to see the Sac Philharmonic.
Nice.
Yeah. Aww. Faggot.
No points. Ricky, that's not nice. No points for that answer.
You're fucking sad, dude.
No, my mom, my first like little show, my mom took me to see Captain and Tennille at Harrah's.
Nice. Oh,
and it was
that's
also the
you.
First time I had escargot.
Is that why you're gay?
Yeah, exactly. And now I have sex with men, Clint.
You think that's it?
That's a gateway.
Escargot's pretty damn good, though.
Like it was in a puff pastry. It was delicious. Yeah. I began eating it, and I was all, this is amazing. Then I actually got to the meat in the middle, and I was all, whoa.
Whoa, that's a fucking snail.
Exactly. What is it? Can I do one?
Yeah, yes. Right.
What member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
Ooh, good question. We'll
haven't pulled this out in a while.
Let's start with Spencer.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Let's move on to Rachel.
I'll pick one for him. I can't remember any of their names.
That's okay. You can describe them.
Okay, I feel like Spencer would be Molly Ringwald, though, just because
he's a princess.
Yeah.
And he's also wearing a pink dress.
I'm
in case
be,
you know,
yeah,
for the audience at home.
He's prettier than Molly Ringwald.
He's the prettiest.
Sure.
He's the prettiest. That's why. But I would be the dude with the earring, giving a little fist bump at
Bender.
The end.
Bender. Johnny Bender.
Yeah, for all adventures. That's what I felt like he was doing.
Right on. Clint, who would you be?
Oh, man. I think I was going to take that one. He's the bad boy smoking
all the time. Everybody wants
you
to
can take
him.
Johnny Bender.
We'll both be
But
him.
You know you're fucking, what's his name with the blonde hair?
I'll just Doogie be the Howser. Nerd. I'll just be the nerd. It's fine.
What, Amelia? Or do you mean Michael, or what's his name?
Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall. Yeah, yeah. That's who I picture Clint being.
The brain.
Fine, I'll be the nerd, guys.
Brian.
Yes!
Okay. Brian was really smart and probably will be the richest out of that group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, he's going to invent like fucking Facebook or something.
And being, part of a force.
Wasn't that smart. He couldn't figure out how to build a fucking lamp.
That guy wasn't Doogie Howser.
That's true.
Right? That's who I thought it was.
That's true.
No, he was rusty in the first vacation movie,
though. That's right.
Should we do Rapid Fire?
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Should we do rapid fire?
You guys ready for rapid fire?
Yeah.
No more regular questions. Rick, usually have some regular questions.
I don't want to ask all the dirty ones, and that's all I can think of right now.
Okay, let's get to rapid fire. Chewy, you got a nice rapid
stuff.
Fire?
Sorry. We've asked them all the dirty stuff.
Would you rather hit a royal flush or get stabbed by a stranger in the alley?
No, what? That doesn't make any sense.
That's not a hard question.
Oh, shit, I was on the spot.
It was a softball.
Is royal flush code for something?
Yeah. I don't
know. Rick, you'd know that.
That's when,
That's a thing.
That's when you grease up a pool table with the cover on top of it and slide dudes naked across it.
Oh my God.
And impaled on different guys who are all members of the royal family.
Oh,
that's why it's called the royal flush.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
I'll take that one. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Did you dream about that last night or what?
No. I ran into a guy who was at one of the Carl's after parties.
Oh, my God.
That's where I heard that.
Wait, there's Carl's after parties?
There used to be. They call it
lockdown. Lock the door.
Lockdown at Carl's.
Yeah, I don't want to go
You in or out?
And they start putting a Visqueen on the pool table. You better head for the door.
About the time when I leave. Yeah.
And we're going to grease up the pool table cover. Yeah, it's a fun bar. Yeah, welcome to Reno. All right. I don't know that that really happened. That was a rumor that I heard.
Oh, okay. You weren't actually there.
No, fuck no. Jesus Christ. I never get out. I don't get laid either.
Well, you know.
You should hang out with your people some more.
I should. Your people. Last time I was at Carl's, I met a dude, and we came back here and made out.
Nice. So,
nice.
But yeah.
You should never bring him to your house, though.
No, he was a real nice guy.
Oh,
and then I met his parents.
He was a good guy.
I didn't meet his parents. Oh, I took him to where his parents were staying, and it was a real sweet guy. And when we left to come here, I'm like, just so you know, we are not having sex. Not having sex.
Not even just the tip?
No. and every time we started kissing and my thing started to move, I was like, no, we got to go. We got to go. I told my gay friends about that, and they're like, what do you mean you didn't have sex with him? You took him back to your house, you didn't have sex with him? I'm like, he wanted to see the studio.
Oh.
And then I'm all, dude, I don't fucking meet
he
dudes
didn't.
At bars and fuck them. I'm sorry. I just don't do that.
Well, where do you meet people?
No, I don't. That's my whole point. Is like
I meet people here.
I gotta
just...
know. Yeah, right. But I mean, you got to know her before that happens.
For
right?
like 20 minutes, we
you
talked about
like,
Mean Girls, and
the
now
show
we're
was
living
at
together.
Least, the show was at least an hour and a half long. You knew her for at least an hour and a half. First.
All right, that's
true. And you got to ask her all these crazy questions and really get to know her. So
you knew, No, this guy, and it was a great guy. But then, you know, I'm glad
I wasn't sure she was gay until I asked Gay or Ginger.
That's a good rapid fire.
And my rapid fire question was really not very rapid.
And it was really easy. It was like a softball.
All right, Spencer, Gay or Ginger?
Gay.
Clint,
Ginger.
Okay,
Rachel.
But gingers have no souls.
Ginger.
Beat up or arrested? Spencer.
Beat up.
Clint.
Beat up.
Rachel.
Arrested.
She's a badass. That's why I like her.
Would you rather drive a dump truck or an excavator?
Dump truck.
What? I don't know what an excavator is. I would say dump truck.
All right.
Excavator.
All right.
Two dump trucks and an excavator. This is really painting a picture
that's
about
name.
You guys.
That really describes us, actually.
pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Pizza.
What?
UKs can't be my friends anymore. Taco pizza. Oh, there is taco pizza. Why hasn't nobody made
that
connection
today.
Yes.
It's come up once before.
Has it?
Only one Reno musician has been smart enough to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
Circumcised or not?
Oh, Riku has a question. Circumcised or not?
Circumcised.
Are you, or do you prefer?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
And like, clarify the question.
Well, people who don't have it.
Rachel, are you circumcised?
Halfway.
Right. Oh, botched job.
Jesus. Like, left side or right side?
Top.
Oh, my God.
Clint?
I prefer the word cut.
Cut.
You want to get cut?
All right.
Another rapid fire. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Wars.
Oh, good. Wars all the way around. Mm-hmm. Good, good, good.
Did we do Coldplay or Coldsore?
Oh, we have
not.
Coldplay.
I'll go with Coldplay.
Nickelback or herpes?
Coldplay's been a long time.
Nickelback. What, it's the
Nickelback.
Same
Coldplay and herpes are the same thing.
I'll still take a Nickelback over herpes.
A song lasts 3 minutes, guys. Herpes is the rest of your life.
No, but if you had to listen to Nickelback the rest of your life or have herpes.
Are we talking about like the only band you could hear?
Nickelback comes
herpes
to you
isn't
like
that
herpes.
Bad.
Can you have both?
You have to listen to Nickelback like... once in a while, a couple times a year.
So the same amount that you would get a cold sore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dude, cold sore
only
comes
no
once
brainer.
In a while. Nickelback is forever.
Poor Nickelback.
So, what did they ever really do
those
to anybody?
Guys,
I didn't know anything.
I really like that photograph song.
Good for them. Right.
They still make they still may come up with a cure for herpes, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, but Nickelback will always be
Nickelback has always existed.
All right, should we call it?
That's a good idea. Rick, please tally up in the back the score that I'm sending you right now.
Sharpen your
beep
pencil.
Beep boop noises. We're tallying.
Beep boop beep boop beep boop beep boop.
Whenever you do this to me, I always stop and go like, I don't remember a single answer. I don't remember a single answer.
So who's our runner-up here out of this three?
Completely arbitrary.
You made me do it last time, so Kim has to guess.
I say Spencer won.
Yay, Spencer!
Spencer's our winner.
Thanks.
Great answer, Spencer.
We are really sometimes just like going through the motions.
I liked that. I liked that penguin horse answer, and also the salami.
That was really good.
Penguin horse.
That was very descriptive.
Yeah. Did everybody else picture him shirtless when he had the salami sandwich?
I hope
like
you don't have a lot of chest hair.
Yeah,
I pictured a flannel shirt.
Nothing. Okay, good. Nothing. Yeah.
I don't even think I was listening to that.
Picking up a little chest hairs.
I thought he just strapped the sandwich onto his chest while he's walking.
He's like,
got a little baby Bjorn thing.
Well, yeah, I could strap on. I could help him out with that. I'll teach you how to wear one, Spencer.
Thank you.
On your chest.
From behind.
Sandwich.
Perfectly. Wait, we can modify a strap-on to hold a sandwich.
You just have to, like,
you just stick the sandwich.
You just gotta get
in
the right size ring for it. Yeah. Like,
oh,
God. Yuck. God, that was some behind-the-scenes ass shit right there.
Please rescue us with a couple of songs, Failure Machine.
Music.
Yeah, you guys pick.
Oh, fuck.
Tell me how.
Yay.
Clint, call it.
That's the way?
Yep.
Is this the Culture Club song? No.
Is that Led Zeppelin?
Actually, it's exactly.
You remember that? That was a fucking great song. When we tell you, mama had tears in her eyes. She's the only one that never cries.
Can we just back you up? I like
fuck
that.
Fuck yeah.
I like
that's
it.
That's a great fucking song.
It's really nice.
Nobody ever covers that. Sweet. It's a great, it's off Color by Numbers, the first album I ever bought. That's how fucking gay I am. I'm like, Mom, I want the Culture Club album. She's
mine was
like,
Chumbawamba.
Oh, fuck.
I had that album too.
That song makes me so happy though.
I love that one.
I swear to God. And the They Might Be Giants covered it live. And it's
really?
Fucking, and with like 50 people in the room with them. It's fucking really,
I
love that song. Okay.
All right.
Hell yeah.
So nice.
So somewhere along the way, you guys decided that Rachel was going to be the singer?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what's up with that? I know.
Oh, I mean, last time you guys were in here, it was
like has anybody heard Rachel sing?
No, it's awesome, but I mean, I remember
she's doing a great
Spencer
job.
Used to sing all the time, and now he's just like, I'm just going to play guitar.
I'm still like a fan. Backup. I'm still like half fan, half in the band, so I'm like... I want to hear Spencer sing.
Well, then, so the only downside I can see is that there's less sax because you can't do those two things at the same time.
I'm working on it. I'm working
on it. It's
the
only downside.
No offense, Spencer. I've never heard you sing before. I'm sure you're very nice,
it's
too.
The best.
But I mean,
we've talked about this many times. He talks normal, and then when he sings, he's like a 7-year-old black dude.
Yeah. Really? Now you need to sing on one of the songs at least.
Have you seen their video? What are you doing about the old stuff that's already out there where you're singing? Are you still doing it, you?
That's my favorite.
We're doing a couple of them. We're mostly just focusing on new stuff. And then a few songs a show, I'll do a few just to give her a break.
Mm-hmm.
And then
close
out with more of her tunes.
Right on.
He says to give me a break, but it's like my favorite part.
Dude, those videos were really great.
Thank you.
Yeah, just with the horns and you singing too is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both super strong and awesome. I guess bands just grow and change.
Does weird. Zach hang out once in a while?
Zach lives in Las Vegas now.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. He was here for, he did an all trumpet thing.
The trumpet administration.
Yeah. And that was fucking, that was hard.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, not because anything they did, but Tom Gordon used to always borrow my ribbon mics when he would record bands. And I was like, why the fuck do you need my ribbon mics? It's not like, you must have way better stuff. Fucking when I had all trumpets here, oh my God, you have to have ribbon mics. They fucking they sound shitty on everything else.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Trumpets?
It's hard to, it's a piercy instrument.
So like the ribbon mic is like two-sided.
Captures the shrill of a trumpet pretty
right,
well.
It
eliminates some of the
exactly.
Sound.
Ribbon mics have really a dull sounding high end that makes shrill bullshit like that sound amazing.
Gotcha.
So everything, I was so hard to not have it sound terrible. I wanted to call people up and borrow their ribbon mics.
Well, it sounds like they owe you.
Fuck. Oh, for real. So I need to buy more ribbon mics in case he ever moves back to
town.
Did
he at least credit you on the record for the ribbon mic?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Probably not. Oh. Well, last time we let him out, he swapped me and oh my God, I forgot his fucking name. I'm such a dick. Other studio guy.
Scott Curtis.
No. God damn it, I'm such a dick, and this is on a live recorded podcast.
It doesn't matter.
You know
what?
You
get the name.
You can just fix
another
it.
You can fix it later.
When you remember, just insert the name.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
It's on the spot right now. I'm
anyway, he's a really nice dude.
Yeah, but he swapped our mics. So I still have his ribbon mics, and he has mine.
Oh.
Tom
so
Gordon?
Is that good or bad? Or are they both even?
They're the same exact mics, and it's fine. Okay. But yeah, luckily they all worked, so it didn't matter. But it was
if yours were newer than his, then you'd be getting the badder end of the deal, right?
Right. But I think they're fine. I think his, like some of the fronts are dented a little bit, but who gives a shit?
Plus, Milli Vanilli might have used them.
Right. Well, no, it's me and somebody else that were both loaning them to Tom, and then Tom swapped ours.
Oh, gotcha.
And they had, they had our names on them, and his fucking interns just.
They call that the old switcheroo.
No pro interns like us.
We're not pro anything.
Well, Failure Machine, did you want to do one or two more songs?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
More works.
All right. Yeah. Do you guys? What are your next shows coming up? I know we talked earlier. You got some other shows coming up.
Yeah, New Year's is our big one, I think.
New Year's, the big New Year's show,
and that'll all be on the blog. I'll link to all that.
Yeah.
Failuremachine.com, right?
Yep. Failuremachine.com.
You guys on all the other?
Colin Christian.
All of them.
Okay. It was fucking Colin Christian. I'm such a dick. I'm sorry. Colin, I'm sorry. I know your fucking name. I spaced out for a second.
Oh, Rick.
Well, now.
So you guys have New Year's Eve coming up, and we will make sure you know all about that. Anybody else have anything going on this weekend? Besides Thanksgiving, it's kind of slim pickings in Reno because it's Thanksgiving. So everybody's out of town or whatever. There's a bunch of Thanksgiving orphan things, though.
Really important football
Thursday,
game on Saturday.
Friday. Yeah. So if there's any Thanksgiving orphans,
Jub's having,
I will
the Friendsgiving.
Yeah. Jub's having Friendsgiving, Shay's, picnic. So there will be plenty of things, and I will link all of that on the blog. I will be at those because I am a Thanksgiving orphan. And yeah,
I'm going out of town.
Tommy Stinson is on Sunday. That's pretty much.
Otherwise, I'd go to that. I'm going to the Raiders on Sunday.
Such a good show.
This is with, against
Denver.
Yeah,
if I Record Store Day also.
The
Black Friday,
Friday
Record Store Day is coming up, and that is actually going to be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I've kind of seen like a preliminary lineup.
That's at Recycled Records.
They don't have the actual lineup like advertised, so I don't want to say something inaccurate.
Just go and
I just
find
know
out.
Like yeah,
live
just go
bands
and find out
all day at the record
but
store.
But I will make sure you guys know on the blog as soon as I am to tell you about it.
I told Jack to book Wanton Dooley on that, and he's all, okay, well, that's the Friday after Thanksgiving. And I'm all, wait, don't book that. I'm out of town.
And Wanton Dooley. This will not, this will air after.
No,
but,
this will air after.
But I'm excited. You guys should come.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
On Wednesday.
This week, Wednesday falls the day before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
so almost everybody's off work. So it's
so
almost
no
like
excuses.
A Friday. So come on down to Shay's.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Although you won't hear this till the day after, so never mind.
I don't know. Sometimes I post it on Wednesday morning.
Depends
on when I get it.
Well, we'll see.
Anyway, yeah. You guys heard about it last week, and it's going to be a good show. And, yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Chewbacca, did you have any advice for the people out there?
Just make sure if you're going to be handling anything sharp, wear gloves.
Right on. Rick?
And use the right gloves for the job and gloves that fit your hands well.
Oh, my God. Because
you get blisters, but I'm just saying. All right. So
if you're taking LSD, be sure to take just a little bit of Xanax with it. It really takes the edge off.
Wow.
It does.
I wish somebody
so
would have
told
me that.
Take that at the end of the night,
God,
though,
the
when
best.
You're ready to like,
oh, yeah.
Shut
and
it down.
Even have some extra
Xanax
for
when I was
allegedly.
Taking LSD.
Allegedly.
And I'm talking just like, you know, quarter milligram.
What if all you got on hand is some Klonopin or something?
You know, that might work. I don't know how the two mix, but I can personally say acid and LSD.
I'll let you know.
Thanksgiving is a family holiday. Do drugs with your family.
Yeah, but don't mix them with alcohol. And if
no,
you do, don't drink too much.
If you drink on LSD, you just get the farts, and it's weird.
It's really
awesome.
I've
never experienced that, but okay.
I don't know why we even tried it. It doesn't make any sense.
I tell you, you can drink about 30 beers on LSD and still feel sober.
Yeah, and you fart a lot. And you're like, why am I farting?
That's what I heard
anyway.
That's just you, Rick.
No, I swear, it's everybody.
It's never happened to me.
When you drink on LSD.
No, I used to get gas when I was on LSD, but it's probably because I was drinking all the time.
Right, exactly. Don't do that. So, I think I got Joe Atack coming in to finish off his album.
Oh, fucking love Joe.
Right on.
So I look forward to that.
We've
been
working
on
that
for a while.
Is he doing
a
solo thing?
Yeah, and you always think that it's going to go, that it's going to be easy and amazing, and it's like fucking like 100 songs, and he's playing everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he did all the drums, then he's done all the, and now we're slowly doing all the vocals and all the bass and
he's
the guitar
European,
and
you know.
I think I'm gonna get, I don't know, 100 songs, man.
Oh God. No, and it's really like 15.
You guys are doing that this weekend? Thanksgiving.
But we've got so much of it done. So now it's just like we're just adding the tracks to everything to get it finished.
Mm.
And so I don't know what time. Yeah, but and I said that to him when he scheduled it. I'm like, you know, that's Thanksgiving weekend. He's like, yeah, right. You know, in British, we're not thankful for fucking anything.
You lost, homie.
When do British people celebrate Thanksgiving? Never.
No, they're like, fuck this holiday. I don't even know why I'm here.
I said, I don't have anything coming up this weekend. I don't have any advice for you except for if you're going to drink milk and eat turkey, make sure you have a place to take a nap.
Yeah.
When you're done with that. And so I would like to say happy Thanksgiving, everybody. That show's coming out on Thanksgiving,
indeed.
Probably,
yeah.
Or maybe the day before. But anyway, have a good weekend this weekend. And if you're listening to this in the far future, have a great next Thanksgiving, you know? Whatever.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Or whatever holiday happens to be near when you listen.
Yeah, exactly. Have a good timing.
Day, St. Patrick's Day, whatever. Fuck it.
Thank you to Failure Machine for coming on our
little
worst podcast. It's been great seeing you guys again. The music sounds awesome.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Anytime. And thank you.
Oh, we love it here.
I feel like I got treated to a private concert. Oh, I love that. Yay. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah. All right,
songs.
Reno, we love you. For Dogwater Dick, for Chewy, Kim, Failure Machine, for Rory, who couldn't be here because of that
some,
thing that happens. Yeah. And Riku.
His rash is flaring up at everybody. It's going to be okay.
He's getting hot flashes now. He got married. Anyway, life is short. We love you. Thank you, Failure Machine. Take it away. On the
podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Give me one quick sip of the high life. She has got me banging my head all along the way to the beat of her heart in the red light. Oh, Joan, why don't you take my hand? I'm gonna drag you on back to the gambling man. Oh, I know your plan. I've got my foot out the door. Oh, my Joan, she likes to tell me I'm doing everything. She knows she gonna try to yell at me till I give her all my kisses in the nighttime light. Oh, Joan, why don't you take my hand? I'm gonna drag you on back to the gambling man. Oh, Joan, I'm gonna take you where we don't belong. Oh, I'm gonna take you where we don't belong. Oh, my Joan, you're gonna take me home. I'm gonna get real stoned, and I'm gonna give all my kisses to you. Oh, why don't you tell me what I gotta do right now to get you to stay when we get back to my town? You're doing it wrong without 3 bags a day. She got my head banging, banging all the way. Oh, woman, I can't keep you all to myself. I got bloodshot eyes and I'm foaming at the mouth. She got a hold on me and it's just my luck. She's saying it's all normal, but it's all fucked up. Oh, oh, my Joan, you're gonna take me home. We're gonna get. And I'ma give all my kisses to you. Oh, oh, my Joan, you're gonna take me home. We're gonna get real stoned. And I'ma give all my kisses to you.
Guys,
awesome.
It isn't very pretty what a town without pity can do.
Darkwater Studio.
Sitting in my own stink and trying to figure a way out.
You like it.